Let's talk about a really interesting paper that was presented at San Antonio that got into the issue of the duration of tamoxifen. You know, there's been a big debate about that over the years. Initially, tamoxifen came out, thought the patients would take it forever. And then there were some data that came out, particularly from the NSABP, suggesting maybe even more recurrences if you went beyond 5 years. Mike, can you kind of summarize what Pito presented at San Antonio? And I interviewed him in San Antonio, and what he said for our program was, I think if you keep tamoxifen going beyond 5 years, it lowers the recurrence rate another 15%. Mike, what do you think about that presentation and what Pito had to say?
Yeah, I wasn't too surprised, to be honest, that prolonged tamoxifen did decrease recurrences. We used to treat people for tamoxifen for 20 years. We always thought it was probably doing something worthwhile, but the 15% is just not nearly the amount of percentage decrease you get from switching them to letrozole, anastrozole, or exemestane. So my perspective is, you know, so what? Yeah, it's a very interesting study, but, you know, the world's moved on. And I think sometimes Pito does kind of live in the past. And the reality is, for me, it's a so what study because, you know, we've now moved on. We've got much better drugs after 5 years of tamoxifen.
Well, you know, what I heard people saying in terms of so what was premenopausal women.
Yeah, the only group where I think it is beneficial is these premenopausal women who have not yet become postmenopausal. And the advantage for that group is you can continue for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years until they become postmenopausal, and then you can switch them. So you're right, there is a small group of women in that perimenopausal period where at least you feel comfortable now continuing on tamoxifen for more than 5 years.
So Mark, Pito didn't present toxicity data. They don't have it. Endometrial cancer, et cetera, et cetera. They just have recurrence and death. You see a patient who was 38 when she was diagnosed, premenopausal. You put her on tamoxifen. It's 5 years later. She's still having regular menstrual periods. She had 3 positive nodes originally. She's not having a problem with tamoxifen. Would you have continued tamoxifen before you saw that, and would you do it now?
I would have stopped it before I saw the data. Now I would have a balanced discussion with the patient. It's still not been published, hasn't been subject to peer review. We haven't seen the safety data, so I would not push for it even now.